The largest rollout of elections equipment in U.S. history is happening in Georgia. It's a big year for voters there. Before the presidential election in November, there will be several primaries and special elections. And the pressure is on to install more than 33,000 new voting machines in all 159 counties before the presidential primary in March. Let's talk more about this with Stephen Fowler, politics reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why is Georgia introducing these new voting machines and equipment now?
Well, it's twofold. First, they've been trying to update the machines to something that is safer and more secure. The old voting machines that Georgia was using are almost two decades old, running an old, outdated version of Windows, and generally probably not that secure. Second, a federal judge has said they can no longer use those old machines after 2019, so the option is the new voting machines now, and if those aren't ready, using hand-marked paper ballots.
And how much more secure are the new voting machines?
Well, there's an additional component added to Georgia's voting now. It's paper. And so a touchscreen voting machine is what people will make their selections on. And instead of hitting cast ballot, they will hit print ballot. And that will print out a piece of paper that has a text summary of all of the races and the choices that a voter makes and a QR code in the top left corner. Now, a voter has to take that piece of paper and insert it into a scanner, and that's how they count their ballot. And so there's this extra step of reviewing that is more secure than using just a touchscreen only that records your vote on a memory card.
Well, and I want to get to some of the concerns about that. But first of all, the state has a very short window of time to implement all of these new machines before March. How are officials planning to do that?
Well, the Secretary of State's office in Georgia says that they have at least half of Georgia's 159 counties have received all of their machines so far. That includes all of the bigger counties where Atlanta and some of the other metro areas are. And they're constantly delivering these machines, and they have to pick up and store the old machines because of a court order. So it's a big logistical battle. And they say that all of the counties in Georgia should have all of their machines, printers, election management software, everything that they need by the middle of February, which will give the counties enough time to prepare for the March 24th presidential primary.
So what are the concerns regarding the new voting system?
Well, it's that QR code. You know, I can't read QR code. You can't read QR code. And so some election integrity advocates say that there's really no way to be 100% sure that the vote that you vote is accurate because of what's on that QR code may or may not line up to what is on the text on the page, which may or may not line up to what you picked on that touchscreen. So advocates are saying that Georgia needs to eliminate electronic voting, eliminate the machines, and take it straight from a voter's mind to their pen to the paper.
Well, and the other thing is, if they're implementing this, let's say by February, and then they've got to use them in March, if there are some problems with the machines, are the poll workers going to be trained enough to deal with those problems?
You know, that's a question that some counties have had in this rollout process. The thing about these new machines that Georgia is using is that for the most part, it's very similar to how elections have been run. We have a touchscreen that the voting is conducted on. We have, you know, a check-in process and things like that. And so there have been trainings that have been happening since this Dominion voting system was selected last fall. And so people aren't going in completely blind, but we have the March presidential primary, we have some federal primaries and elections over the summer, and then we have the presidential election in the fall. So by the time November rolls around, there will be several election cycles, so things should run smoothly by then, is the thought.
I'm glad you used the word blind, because I know that one of the concerns there is that voters who are visually impaired may not be able to see what is on the printout of their votes and check it.
Well, you know, yesterday was the state election board meeting where some of the rules governing the use of these machines were discussed, and several people from the National Federation for the Blind and other advocates said that they want to make sure that there is the opportunity to review that printed paper ballot before the ballot is cast. And so now there is a rule that has been proposed that would allow people who are visually impaired to use some sort of assistive technology to review that paper before it's scanned.
How do voters feel about the changes coming to the voting machines?
Well, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to that have used the machines in pilot elections say it was super easy and simple, and they liked having a piece of paper that they could touch. But a lot of people still don't know that there's something different. And there are still others who say that electronic voting just isn't the most safe and secure, and they're worried about the integrity of November's election.
Now, in the back of everyone's mind is the race in 2018 when Stacey Abrams, the Democrat, narrowly lost to Brian Kemp, the Republican, in the governor's race. And Abrams claimed that voter suppression by Kemp, who was Secretary of State, kept her from victory. How much does this overhaul have to do with that race?
Well, the overhaul was already planned ahead of the gubernatorial election. I think the results kind of flavored what the change was going to be. Some people pushed for hand-marked paper ballots. Georgia ended up going with a ballot marking device. And so I think what you're going to see, this kind of groundswell of electoral angst take hold into this next November's election with the new machines and with pivotal races on the ballot, that a lot of people are going to be paying attention to how voting works in Georgia.
That is Stephen Fowler, who is politics reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.